We are up to Simon Beis. Hilchos Netilas Yadayim Shacharis Uboi Tasifim. Lufi, we're going to try to go quickly. I want to cover a lot of ground. Lufi Yishadam Kashakam Mitasa Shacharis Hukmai Brichadasha. Okay, Simon Beis on page Chof Ches. When a person wakes up in the morning, he is kibriya chadosh, like a new creature. We learned this yesterday. Chadoshim labikarin. Every single morning a person is new. It's very interesting. Why did Hashem create this concept of sleep? What would have been if the world, Hashem would have created human beings, and they would not need to sleep? What would the world be
all
like?
Creatures.
What?
All creatures. I don't know if insects sleep. Insects.
Do fish sleep? They keep their eyes open.
Do fish sleep. A lot of them sleep standing up.
So
sleep standing up.
Fish. I think sleep swimming.
They sleep, so that's not really sleeping. They're conscious.
They're in motion.
What about lions? A lot of the mammals they sleep most of the day. Lions sleep most of the day. 18 at least 18 hours, even more. 20 hours they sleep most of the day. Lions are yeah. So it's an interesting concept, but a person sleeps. When you sleep, it gives you an opportunity, at least according to Chazal, it's renewal. It's when you wake up from sleep, it's not so much you go to sleep. The purpose of going to sleep, according to Chazal, is that when you wake up, it's a new world. Every time you awake, you are a new person. It's as if you'd be born, you're born anew. So lefiish adam kasher kam mitas shachris hukma bria chadasha laavodes habaris bashmut to serve Hashem lochein tzarch lehiskadish, a person must sanctify himself little yodav in a klif me utensil kimay koyin shayim kadish yodav bechol yoy min a kiyar koydim avodas. So here he lays out a very interesting concept, which is overlooked many times. The reason why we do Netilas Yodayim is we imitate the Kohanim. A Kohen, before he does Avoda, must wash his hands from the Kiyar. Every single person is a Kohen. You're also serving Hashem. And therefore you have to follow the rules. Before you do Avoda, before you go throughout your day, before you do your thing to serve Hashem during the day, whatever you do, you have to wash your hands like a Kohen. The Samach, the Pasuk says, Erchatz b'nikion kapai, I will wash and cleanliness my hands. V'asoveva es mizbachacha Hashem, I will circle your mizbeach. Lashmiya b'kol toda, to give forth a voice of thanksgiving. So here it says, wash your hands before you come near the Mizbeach. This pasuk is said in reference to a Kohen. And we apply this, that our Avoda, whatever we do during the day, is our Avoda, equivalent to what the Kohen does in the Mikdash. And therefore, we must first wash our hands before we give Shalach V'Hoidah to Hashem. That's reason number one. Reason number two. V'yod yesh tam l'ntila zos. It's a mystical concept, which the Rosh Hashanah is going to discuss in a little bit of detail. A ruach ra descends upon a person's body. The entire, now he's very precise. The Kitzchok Noach Yishnoh is very precise. You read him very carefully. He says incredible chidushim in very few words. And when you look at other svarim, the Mishnah Berurah and the Chaya Adam, Kaf HaChayim, and Shulchan Noach Magen Avram, you will see that the Kitzchok Noach was his own man. He was his own thinker, and he was cholik on many of the Gedolei HaPoskim. He had different opinions in halacha. And here he says that the Ruach HaTov is not shor on your hand. Very important nuance on your entire body. There's a ruach hatum on the entire body when you're sleeping. So when you know, while the person is sleeping, there's a ruach hatuma upon the entire body, from toe to head to toe. When you awake, mistalik ruach hatuma mikol gufo. When you wake up, automatically you need to do nothing. Automatically, the ruach hatuma departs, but there's only one part where it can't get out. It gets stuck. It gets stuck in your fingertips. Chutz min etzba'oisav. That's the only place. She'ein avaleim me'aleim ad sheyish ad sheshevich aleim shalosh pamayim b'seirugin. So here he says a very big chiddush. Until you pour water upon your hand three times alternately, you have to alternate. You have to. We'll see exactly how you do it. You have to back and forth, back and forth. And you should be aware that even though this is what he says, it was the Mishnah Berurah says the same exact thing. There are poskim. I saw in the Piskei Teshuvos that there are poskim. I don't remember all the names. You don't have to do three to alternate. You can do 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Just like when you wash your bread. When you wash your bread, you do 1, 2, 1, 2. So when you remove Ruach Tum, you have to do it 3 times. Netilas done for bread, you're doing it, it's a whole different time. You're doing it Srach Truma. That will come to later on. Here we're talking about dealing with Netilas, you're dying because of Ruach Ra, or because of the Kohanim. Imitating the Kohanim when you start off a new day to do Avodah. You have to do it 3 times. 3 times, and here it says Bis Serugin. We'll see exactly how you do it, but we should be aware there are poskim that say you need not do it Bis Serugin. In fact, some poskim prefer that you do it 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Halacha l'mais, so that's not accepted. Not by the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, not by the Mishnah Berurah. You have to wash it for these purposes, Bis Serugin, back and forth.
Maybe you'll touch your hand.
I think it's more Kabbalistic. It could be that there's some type of logic to it. Let's see.
And what's this Ra mean at night? Is that because you're partially dead?
Oh, so we're going to see. He's going to discuss it. We're going to discuss what this means. He's going to come to. Let's see. The also Leilich Arba Amos can believe Netilas Yadayim. There can be a lot of things. You're 8 Simon, 8 Sifim here. So let's go one thing at a time. You're now allowed to walk Dalar Amos. Can believe Netilas. When a person wakes up in the morning, you're now allowed to walk Dalar Amos. Dalar Amos between 6 and 8 feet. Unless an emergency, that's when you can walk 4. You can walk 6 feet without washing your hands. We'll see in a moment. Let's see over here. Okay, right away, let's go jump down to the Shemus and Mahalacha. The also Leilech Arba Amos Ayin B'Shari Tshuva. Now, I'm assuming that most of you here do not have Negelwasser water by your bed. Maybe some of you do. Well, that's for some people in yeshiva. It's very, very popular in yeshiva. And then when everyone gets married and they go home and they get married, the wife says, not here. You're not going to have a Negelwasser. Now, well, some people have it. Some people have the Negelwasser, that little plastic thing with the Negelwasser. Does anyone have it by their bed? Does anyone have one of those things by their bed? No, not a chassid litvax. Bnei Torah. La yib. A basin, sure. That's what you're supposed to do. Absolutely. Well, it says here, the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, look what he says. It says here, the Kitz Shulchan Aruch is very strict that you're not allowed to walk more than Dalet Amos without Netilas. So that when you wake up in the morning, you may not walk more, count the tiles. You can't walk more than 6 tiles without a Netilas Yadayim. So what? But is the bathroom within 6 feet?
It's pretty close.
You could roll over.
Okay, if you can roll over, if you have a bathroom that's within 6 feet, so then you do not need a basin. But according to the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, if you take him face value, you need 6, and he says that you may not walk more than 6 feet unless the Tzach Godol Ma'od. Look at the Sh'onim Mitzionim on the bottom. Al, if you ask the Lech Arba Amas, Ayim Shavit Shuva, B'Shem Shal Shuva Shvus Yaakov, Hatam Shino Ilam Nisarim B'Zeh, the Ilam is not Nizer in this. How come most of us are not Nizer in this, that we do not have by our bed a basin with a Negelwasser cup? Why? Mishum the Simchim Al Zed Kula Besa Kedal Amistamia. We rely upon the principle that all 4 walls of your house are halachically a virtual Dalet Amos. This is the leniency that Rabbi Braun is presenting for us over here in this Chiddush. Now you should know, not everyone is so generous, but he takes this. Mishum, I think the Mishnah Berurah says only B'shas Hadchak. B'shas Hadchak, you can be lean, you can say that the Dalet Amos of your bayis have the status of 4 Amos.
Is there a problem washing in the bathroom?
No problem. No problem whatsoever. Absolutely. No problem.
You don't say a problem.
You don't need to go to the kitchen.
No. You don't say bracha in the bed. There's no problem. The main thing is to wash the hands. That's the only thing, to wash the hands. Let's see. Al zed the kula basic that I'm establishing. We see him the ain lismach al zed. He concludes. Okay, he does conclude over here. Then lismach al zed rak b'shas hatchak. So I guess today we're all living b'shas hatchak. With a sefer halacha lemoishe maybe may ma. I don't know who this is. She Sharavi Shakasa the Sefer Divrei Shalom the Davka Mishavad Olav Chatzoy Slayla Shavar Olav Chatzoy Slayla B'Shein Tzoch Lizor B'Zem Avlim Kam B'Chatzoy Slayla Ain Tzoch Lizor. You don't need to be the only person that's the only time that it kicks in. This Ruach Hatoma kicks in, and you have to wash your hands is only if you're sleeping over midnight. But if you are awake before midnight, like we learned yesterday, if you wake up to say tikkun chatzos, so if you wake up to say tikkun chatzos, and then you go back, so then we're going to come to that later on. If you go back to sleep, we're going to come to that. But in Ikra Adin, the only time you have to be, we're not makar on this, but the only time that in Ikra Adin you have to be makar, but not to walk more than the alarm, not washing your hands, because of the Ruach Ra, is only if you have been asleep through that moment of time called Chatzos. But if you are awake before Chatzos, then it need not apply. Okay, let's go to the next halacha, Sif Beis.
Sardi
Posek. Okay, Shirabi, okay. Okay, let's go for it. Let's go base.
What about daytime? If I sleep daytime, I need
to wash. So we're going to see that lechatchila yes, b'diavad no. Lechatchila you should wash your hands, but you don't make a bracha. If you go to sleep during the day for a half an hour, when you wake up, you lechatchila you should wash your hands. B'seirugin you should wash netilas yodaim. Yes. Okay, we're going to see. Next thing, okay, over here.
Yeah.
Rav Gantz Reed about how long ago?
1880.
Pretty recent.
130 years.
How 130 years ago? Not so long ago. Okay, so now the next important thing. Next one, he point out. He says you should wash your hands three times b'seirugin. The Mishnah Berurah says you should wash it four times. Why four times? Because after you wash it three times, that takes the Ruach HaTumah from your hand, and it's now in the water. You need to wash your hands three times to extract the Ruach HaTumah. After you extract the Ruach HaTumah, where does it go? It goes into the air. It doesn't go into the air, it goes into the water. So if you walk around with the water, you're walking around, if your hands are wet, and you're walking around with wet hands, until you dry it, the Ruach HaTumah is still resting on your hands. And even if you'll dry your hands with a towel, there's going to be some moisture left over, and that moisture is Ruach HaTumah. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lahalacha, you should wash your hands four times, not three times. The fourth time is to wash off the water of Ruach Ra. This is very important. We often wash three times. That's what it says in the Kitzur. Many people, they learn Kitzur, which is Adad Rab, it's Gvald, but it's Shnach. He doesn't make any mention. He's Cholik of the Mishnah Berurah. And Mishnah Berurah came a little bit later. But he only mentions three times. There's no mention whatsoever in the Kitzur Chalach that after you wash three times, what do you do? I wash three times, dry your hands, you're done, you're finished. Mishnah Berurah is Cholik. You wash three times to extract the Ruach Ra, and then you must wash one more time to wash off the dirty water. And then the residual water on your hands is clean, and then you can dry it. If you don't dry it, you let it dry by itself, there's no problem. So bottom line, how many times? Eight times. Four and four. That's according to the Mishnah Berurah. If you want to go with the Kitzur, so you only need to do it three times. Okay, base. Here's another machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah and the Kitzur. Yilbosh malbush arishayin. The first thing to put on your garment is the hatalis katan. Now, by the way, I saw in the Dirshu supplement of Nisil Sidayim, pren your yarmulke. What should you do first? He brings down from the Gedolim. The first thing is your kippah. First, put on your head covering. Tell me, when you wake up in the morning, still on?
Yeah.
No.
You
sleep,
yes, yeah. You put up
pages.
You have a big one.
Okay. That's right. Some have that. That's right. My grandfather used to have that. A shluf yam. That's right. So yil boy shmal b'sharisha. The first thing it says, you put a masharish as a talis kotech. So yelech arba amas b'leitzis. After you wash your hands. After you wash your hands, or if you're going even to move, but you should not walk more than dalit amos without a talis skatan. That's a very nice thing to do. Some people don't have Israel on this. Some people they don't wear talis skatan, unfortunately. And some people, you know, they work out, they do different activities, so they're around their house. So there is definitely something to it. Okay, there's definitely something too that a person, if you can, if you're able to, not everyone is able to do this, to always be wearing a talis katan at all points in time during the day. They make today all different types of athletic talis katans for people that are on the move, different materials which are very soft and comfortable, but it's a very beautiful thing to always wear a talis katan. You can. Some people can, yeah.
Would you have the same head there? Whole house is not enough?
Yes and no. Yes, technically speaking, but the bottom line is you're walking around without a talus cut. I mean, it's not knack. You don't have to wear a talus cut altogether. You don't even wear a talus. The only time you're required to wear tzitzis is if you wear a beged that has four corners, then you're mechuyev to put on tzitzis. But if you choose not to put on a garment of four corners, you have not done anything wrong. You can go your entire life without wearing tzitzis, and technically you have not done anything wrong. The Gemara does say that that's a terrible thing to do. A person should, especially when it comes to tzitzis, being that a shakal keneged kol ha'tarakula, it's a very nice thing to put yourself in a situation where you have four corners so that you should wear tzitzis. In fact, the Gemara says that b'shas rischa, at a time of divine anger, generally Hashem will never hold a person accountable. No, you didn't wear tzitzis, so you didn't do anything. I'm not going to punish you. I'm not going to cause a person agmas nefesh. But when Hashem is angry at the world for other sins, then Hashem will punish also for why didn't you put yourself in a situation where you had talit kanfos and you did not put on tzitzis. Okay, so a person should put on the talit kanfos first. When you put on your talit kanfos, you should not make a bracha. Now, everyone here is married, so anyway, you don't make a bracha. I assume no one here makes a bracha when you put on your talit kanfos. Because when you put on the talit kanfos, once you get married, that's it. No more. You'll never make a bracha for the rest of your life on a talis katan, because you're going to make a bracha only on the talis gadol. You don't make a bracha on a talis katan. No, you don't.
You just put it on and that's it.
And you put it on. You don't make a bracha.
But in the bracha,
only one. That's the people like me. People who do not wear a talis gadol when you're not married. If you don't wear a talis gadol, then you make a bracha when you put on your talis gadol. Al mitzvahs tzitzis. Yekis make two brachas?
No, man.
What do they do?
Oh, they don't? No, they don't make a bracha. They don't make. No, once you put on a talis gadol, you make a lisate for tzitzis. When you put on the talis gadol, you do not make a bracha on the talis gadol.
And what's wrong in doing so?
Because you only make one bracha. You're only going to make one bracha on tzitzis. You don't make. You're wearing tzitzis the entire day, so you only need to make one bracha, and it's much. That's the ikar talis. That's much better. That's
put it on like two.
It's a much more. It's a the bracha is much. A talis gadol is a much greater hidur in the mitzvah of tzitzis. It's a talis which covers your entire body. And you will take the bad talis and you'll wrap it around. When you make the bracha, you wrap it around your head for one moment. So you'll be able to say the bracha lehisatev batzitz, which is much, the bracha has much more. We'll learn tzitzis, we shall learn later on. Okay, there's a whole siman on tzitzis, so we'll come to the Atifa, it's a much more chosh of a bracha. So therefore, being you're only going to make one bracha, save the bracha for the talis gadol, and the talis katan, no bracha. However, a child, a katan, or someone until he's 18 years old and gets married, and that's what's going to happen until you're 18 years old, it says the Mishnah. So until you're 18 years old, you're still wearing a talis katan. So that's the only talis, the only thing you're going to make. So when you put it on, you make a bracha. So now the problem is, if I am going to have to go to the Beis Akisei to wash my hands, and I don't want to walk more than 6 feet without wearing a talis katan, I can't make a bracha because my hands are not clean. And if your hands are not clean, you're not allowed to say Hashem's name. We learned the Siman Aleph. You can say in Moed Ani Lefnechem Melechayvegam Melech, because that there is no shame Hashem in saying Hashem's name.
After you do your hands, after you.
No, so it depends. It depends when. So here. It's not clear what he's doing at all. He's saying because ideally you have a basin by your bed. What? Afterwards, so you lean over your bed. Okay, those who have a basin. First negelvaser, then your hands are clean. Now you can put on the tzitzis, and now you can make a bracha. Now that's also a conditional. First of all, once you do the tilas yadayim, you can even make the bracha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvot on the tilas yadayim, right there on the spot. And then when you put on the towel, the skin, you can make the bracha asher k'dashanu b'mitzvos v'tzvanu al mitzvahs tzitzis. But you have another thing to keep in mind, you have to go to the bathroom. Person needs to go to the Beis HaKisei. You're not permitted to make a bracha, not netilas yadayim, and not the bracha of al mitzvahs tzitzis. So then you have to wait to say those brachas until after you come out. But you should do it right away. You wash right away. You put on the talisman right away. Ideally, we always make a bracha over la'asiyosin before you do the mitzvahs. But in this situation, it's impossible. It's impossible because you have to go to the Beis HaKisei. Or if you don't have to go to the Beis HaKisei, and let's say in this example where you're not going to wash the tilas tayim by your bed, you're going to wash the tilas yadayim in the bathroom. So then, but to go from your bed to the bathroom, you're going to walk through the room, throughout the length of the room, and you don't want to walk. You're from that group of people that are very nizar. You always want to have on your body a talis katan, so you're going to put on the talis katan, but you cannot make the bracha at that moment in time because your hands have not. Yet. Besides, if you the issue, you may need to go to the Beis HaKisei. Your hands are not clean. You're not allowed to make a bracha until you clean your hands. Now, by the way, most I tell you, I do. When I was very little, I used to try to make the brachas as early as possible. You get up, you wash, thus you die in, and put on the tzitzis, all mitzvah tzitzis, and then right away you say elokai neshama, and then you say the bracha of asher, you go to the bathroom, you say asher yotzar, and then you make birchas ha-torah, right? So I used to do this. I used to come to shul, and I would say, wait a minute, did I really make a bracha this morning on the tilas yadayim? And now I wake up, I'm so groggy. Did I really, when I said Asher Yotzar, did I say Asher Yotzar, not Asher Yotzar? Did I go to the bathroom, did I say? So, I just tell you my personal experience. Everything is a big fog. Did I do this, say that? So then I stop, and this I think most people that I know do, because most people, they wake up in the morning, they're in a daze, until they put back all the pieces, and they wind themselves up, and take a few cups of coffee to wake up, and you come to shul, it's a very good idea for most people to do nothing. You wake up in the morning, wash your hands, put on your talis kodim, get dressed, make your business, come to shul, and sit down or stand and make all the brachas, one after the other. Al tilas yadayim. That's not a nice thing to do. That's not a nice thing to do. That's not proper. Al tilas yadayim. Asha yotzar. Elokai neshama. And I do. I take out my tzitzis.
Those are people who are running late. That's why they
do it every day. They're running late.
Every day they're running late. So
they don't find the alarm clock.
My 3-year-old nephew or 4-year-old nephew said, I started this past Sunday, so she overheard that today is a fast day. So she doesn't know what a fast day is. So she said to her mother, today we have to go very quick because today is a fast day. They don't know what a fast day is. Okay, but the point is, you don't have to make the brachas, and that's what's teaching over here in Halacha Beis. Yilboish malbo sharishon es atasakotem shalich l'aramas beloy tzitzis ulefi she'adayin ein yodav nikios lo yivoreich olof. Next, Gimel. Netilas yodayim shachas hu b'derech zeh. Now here is how one does netilas yodayim. Noitel es akli, you have to just do this once and then do it a few times, then it's automatically, it goes to autopilot. You don't have to even think, it's automatically your hands do it for you. Noitel es akli b'yad yiminoi. You take it with your right hand. Yep, you, no matter right or left, doesn't make a difference, righty, lefty, make it simple. Even if you're a lefty, you take it with your right hand. Take it with your right hand. You fill up the water, turn on the sink, you fill it up with your right hand. I have now in my right hand a kois full of water. And what do? You give it to the left hand. And then you just go, don't even count. Just back and forth. You could, sometimes I find myself doing it 6-7 times. Just go back and forth. Now ideally, I'm not Israel this, you should wash, see, you should really wash. People are very careful. You should really wash until the wrist. It's a lot of water. So really, it's a lot of, so if you're going to wash, you know, you're going to run out of water at some point in time if you're really going to do it the way you should do it. But yeah, but if you only wash until the knuckles, it's okay. But that's not ideal. Only on Tisha B'Av are you permitted, are you required to the knuckles, or Yom Kippur, but ideally you're supposed to wash until your wrists a lot of water, and you're going to run out of water. The standard utensil is not going to have enough water. You're going to have to go refill, and I'm assuming that every time you make a refill, you take it with the right, you give it to the left.
What happens if you touch the other hand in the middle?
Doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference. Let's see. Netilas yodayim shachritz hu bederech zed. Netilas akli biyad yimino. Take it with your right hand. If you notice the list small, transfer to your left hand. V'shoifech techila al yad yimin. Important, because the ikar is a very similar concept. The right is choshev. Memela, you pick it up with your right hand. Give the right hand chashivas. When it comes to actual washing, wash the right hand first. V'acharkach netilas akli biyiminoi. Here he says three times. Not like the Mishnah Berurah that says do this four times to wash off the dirty water. It is good. He doesn't say it's required. He says it is toiv. It is preferred to wash until the wrist. Ach, b'shas hadchak. I guess if you're running late, takes a lot more time and effort to do it until the rest. B'shas hatchak dai ad kishrei etzbeoisav, it's sufficient until your fingertips, until the knuckles. Okay, next. Now here, I don't know if everyone is needed to do this. Let's take a shower in the morning. Some take a shower at night, some take a shower in the morning. V'roichetz panav l'chvoid yaitzu, you should wash your face. All the poskim say this. Very interesting. So people will take a shower at night, and then they wake up in the morning, it appears, you wash your face. V'roichetz panav l'chvoid yaitzu, shenemar ki b'tselem elokim osa es hadam, in the image of Elokim, and in order to give cover to Hashem. When you're giving cover to your tselem, your image, you're really giving cover to Hashem, because the person is created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'gam yichatz piv, wash out your mouth. Okay, you have to rinse your mouth with Listerine, or they have all these very high tech Colgate, all these interesting things you can buy today in the drugstore. Piv mibnei haridin shebisoicha. What's haridin? Dry saliva, some type of whatever in your mouth. We okay, next. Shetzach lahaskir Hashem. Why shall you rinse out your mouth? Because you're going to use your mouth to say Hashem's name, and it should be clean before you say Hashem's name. There should not be any rearing. Lahaskir Hashem hagadol b'kedusha uvitahara. Beautiful expression. Next, the achar kach, and afterwards, minagev yodav, you shall dry your hands. Very careful to dry your hands. V'yizor l'nagev ponav yof, and you should be careful to make sure that you dry your face well. Your face should be dried well. I'm not exactly sure the significance of why he says this, but you have to dry your ponav yof. Dalat. Tzach litol yodav davkim il secha kli. When you wash, that for us is not an issue, but in ancient times, they lived in earth earth floors, and it was no big deal to wash your hands on the floor, because the floor is earth and is absorbed. In fact, we even learned in the Gemara that they were mashed and they would urinate on the floor, because it would be absorbed. Different standards. It was a different world. When it comes to washing your hands, it's the 1890s, right? So he's saying you still be very careful to wash your hands into a basin, because the water has ruach ra. Ruach Ra, and that Ruach Ra can cause some type of spiritual harm. Pitzorich litol yadav daf l'sech akli v'asul lihonos, into a utensil in order that the Ruach Ra is disposed of. V'asul lihonos mimei hanetila, the water that is used for cleaning is asur behana. Do not use it to wash your dishes. Do not use it for any other purpose. Mimei netila mimei sharuach ra shara alehem, rest upon it. V'yishbechem, you shall pour it out. B'makom she'en b'ni adam holchem, where they do not travel. Let's learn over here just one of the Shema Salach, and then we'll stop Beis. He says a lot of leniencies. Rabbi Braun, who's only nifta that 10 years ago, who wrote this, he was nifta this past Musa Shabbos.
He was nifta in
94. Wow. Yeah, yeah. I remember very clearly. He wrote on Shas, also very popular Sfarim, sending a Shi'adim Mitzvah B'Halacha.
Still have manuscripts.
Still work on it. Unbelievable. It was incredible Talmud Chacham.
The notes you're looking at are I think
on the base. On the base. On page Chavtes. Chavtes base. Now let's see. One of the very big Mayalists, he has a lot of Kulis. And my Braun has a lot of Gvaldik Kulis for us on the bottom. So he says over here, like we learned over here, what was the first Kulis we learned today? If you don't have a basin by your bed, it's okay. The whole bias is considered to be one big Dalid Amos. Gvaldik. Saves all of us. Base, next thing, he said something very interesting. Ruach Ra. Who ever heard of this thing called Ruach Ra? You ever see Ruach Ra? What is this all about, Ruach Ra? So right away, he's Ruach Ra Shara Alayim, Ayin Rashi, the Ruach Ra Shara Al Halechem, Hanilkach B'yadayim Shaloi Nadlon Shachris. So he brings something very interesting, that Rashi, in Masech de Yoma, says that the Ruach Ra is not necessarily on your hands, but it's on the food. If you touch food, if you did not wash your hands, and your hands are perfectly clean, go to a scientist and go to a lab, and they'll analyze your hands. There's no dirt on your hands, no bacteria whatsoever. I'm not talking about Purell. That's another issue that we can get to later on. But let's just talk about, there's no Ruach when you touch bread. The bread is problematic because the bread now has absorbed this thing called Ruach Ra, and this Rashi says, Ruach Ra Shoira, it rests on Halechem, Hanilkach, Biadayim, Shlomedlam, Shachris, Vachim, Kosav, Zoyhar, Bezoyar, Uvalechem, Mishnah, Kosav, the Harambam, Lechayish, Le Ruach Ra, already 700 years ago. The Rambam said that in our times, 700 years ago, this spiritual thing called Ruach Ra already is bottle. We don't have it in our generation. It doesn't exist. It's not found. Teva has changed. Nature has changed. Ve'ein lochush kol kach l'kama dvorim ha-muskodim d'gemor shem sakon l'ruach ra. Ve'ayim lecha yodam u'mishne bura u'verach ha-shochan dim noga b'machol kodim shem l'ayin afkimina b'zman hazeh. You wake up in the morning and you touch bread. Can you give this bread to your children for lunch? Is it a sakana? I've touched the bread and the bread is ruach ra. So he says, "Ruach ha-shochan dim noga b'machol kodim shnot l'yada ve'ein l'esra ha-machol." B'zman hazeh don't get carried the nafim l'halacha. That b'zman hazeh, if you do touch bread before washing your hands, so what? Don't worry. As long as the bread is clean, you know that it's, your hands are clean, even though you've not washed the sudayim, and don't be so, we don't take what it says anymore, b'zman hazeh, literally, concerning ruach ra, the bread is kosher, you can eat the bread, there's no sakana. Beis Yosef kasa beferish the davar shasim shem ruach ra oz b'di'evet mutar v'yalzeh, because of this, onu soimchem shaloichem lachem me'oife l'mayin afkamina. Go to the bakery. Who works in the bakery?
The Puerto Ricans,
Mexicans, and even you have Jews that are not Shomer Shabbos. You have Russians or Achmalos who are Tinik Shanishba. There are many. That's a whole Shaila. Goy, yeah? Okay, so I could be the different pains. But let's say you have a bakery, you'd be surprised, you don't even know they're Jewish. Okay, it used to be much more common. Let's say even by the matzah factory. Okay, today they stopped this already. But the matzah factory, they used to have Russians. They were not Shomer Shabbos.
Satma had two. You were able to buy two Shmuel matzahs. One's baked by Shomer Shabbos and one by Goyim.
Not by Goyim.
No, they had Polish people. Goyim working there.
Goyim, you have to say the Shema Atz Mitzvah.
You
have to have a Jew say the Shema Atz Mitzvah.
So they had a Jew.
I don't know. It's not so simple. There was once a very big scandal in one of the real Hamish matzah baking factories where they had these type of people that were not Shomer Shabbos, but they're Jewish. So they tell them, you're long as you're Jewish, L'shei Matzah Mitzvah. And they discovered one of them was not Jewish, made a mistake, wasn't Jewish, was a friend of one of the Polish, come with us, make a few dollars, minimum wage, come to the matzah baking factory. So now all those matzos that were baked, these are Hamish matzos. They were not what? It's a very big problem. So when that happened, it exposed this entire thing that if there is something to l'shei matzah mitzvah, is it really a hiddur that people who are not Shomer Shabbos should make the matzah for you? It's already cost $22 a pound. For $22 a pound, you would expect that it should be made with a little bit more kedusha tahara. Not just the fact that it's a hand matzah. The people that say l'shem matzah mitzah should be b'nei Torah, should be someone that has a little yerush shemayim, should know what's going on. So they had a very big, and it was a very big expose, whistleblowers. And a lot of these places, they changed it. Now the matzahs are no longer made by these kind of people who know from nothing. They're only made, and depending, you have to know, find out where you're getting matzah from. It's made, you're paying $22 a pound, it's made by people who are Shomer Shabbos. So the Shomer Shabbos, at least the Shomer Shabbos, so when they say L'shem Atas Mitzvah, it's a different dagger. So let's say talking the Matzah fact. See, I overhear these women, people who are not Shomer Shabbos, they're touching their mom, touching your bread. They're touching the dough. They don't wash Negel Vasa in the morning. They don't know who Negel Vasa. Negel Vasa. They wake up in the morning and they come to work. So what? Okay, maybe they wash their hands a little bit, but to go wash Nitilas Yadayim to remove the Ruach Ra, they don't know from this. So that's what he says over here. That's why we buy bread from a baker. Go to your local bakery shop. Who's baking the bread for you? Okay, today he's saying that they have Mexicans who are baking the bread for us today. So he's saying, Rav Sheder is telling us that a guy, there's no Ruach Ra. There are different opinions. Could be the different opinions about that. But we're saying over here that we're lenient. Avsha poyalim, the workers einem medaktikim b'mitzvos litol yideim shachas. They don't wash their hands as halacha. So that's what he's pointing out. That you think we don't rely upon this? We rely upon this very much. Bizman hazeh, this halacha that this ruach ra is not anymore an ikur bizman hazeh. Because if this ruach ra did not expire, then we would be in a lot of trouble. And all the foods that we buy today are prepared by people who are not washing their hands, and I'm making physical contact with the food that we eat. Ah, this ruach ra. That's why he brings down that the Rambam already says that bizman hazeh is no ruach ra. Minigavosenu biyodenu, we do this. There is something to it. We continue to follow the rules and we wash until sidayim. But bidiyavet, if someone does touch food before he washes his hand, as long as the food, his hands are clean, we're not machmir, and the food you can be eaten. There's no sakana. Before the time of the Gemara, if someone would actually touch bread before they would wash their hands, even though their hands are sparkling clean, it was a sakana to eat the bread.
Even a guy.
Guy is not so simple. I don't know the answer by a guy. What? Yes, of course. The Gemara talks about this in different places. I don't know exactly where. Yeah, but are there even source here on the Bible? Okay, so we'll stop over here.
Does Gemara discuss what Ruach Ra is?
It's a spiritual concept. It's not something physical. It's a metaphysical. Okay, we'll take a break.